Hello, everyone. This would be, of course, the wonderful Emmy Chan, and I've come to you to answer some questions. And yeah, I know there's usually background music, but I don't smoke in my house, so instead, y'all get to listen to like crickets and frogs and cicadas and all the other wonderful noises that come out of Midwest America at night. Fun, fun, fun. So, yeah, I'm gonna be spilling some beans as requested by the wonderful CB, because CB is awesome and we all love CB. So, so let's see here. And I would have done this hysterically, but you know, like it's hard for me to like be outside and smoke and fuck myself all at the same time, and well, I really don't want to risk burning my vagina, so yeah. In the effort to save me from having to explain a burnt up cunt to the ER nurse, yeah. Anyways, so on a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your GWA persona? 1 being not at all, and 10 being exactly. Let's see. I am, I'm gonna say 10. Not gonna lie, like the Throwback Thursday, I was listening to Typo Negative and getting off, like, I really do get off, I really do F myself while listening to goth rock every so often when I'm not listening to the lovely men and women of GWA. So, because, I mean, come on, man. All those guitars, and lead singer, if he's male, has like a nice, low, deep voice. I mean, come the fuck on, how could you not? the Secret Santa I did for the Secret Santa thing with the JOI with the human sexual response thing, but I'm a totally nerdy and somewhat filthy professor. Yeah, that's totally me, because it's because nerdy girls and, well, nerdy guys who are like totally filthy. Like, we're classy as fuck, though. We're ladies and gents in the street, and then we're complete freaks in the sheets. So my persona being like a kind of awkward and nerdy, but still very, very sexy, that's kind of me in reality. And, well, I don't actually have much luck with men or women, and I actually refuse to date. So, yeah. What's the story behind your username? There's not really much of one. I'm a role player. Like, I do online role plays. And, and a lot of the role-playing I do is, through, DeviantArt, and a lot of people on DeviantArt that I have role-played with are very much into, anime, so, yeah, a lot of them are, you know, Japanophiles and otaku and all that, so, as a result, I'm kind of a, yeah, and, one of them I was talking to one day, and, they were like, yeah, I'm gonna start calling you Emmy-chan, because, yeah, like I said, they were, like, a huge otaku, and they were explaining it and all this, so, yeah. Let's see, and is that it? Is it? Really? Yeah, that's it. So, yeah, I just came about with someone I was role-playing with. How many languages do I speak? I speak English, motherfucker. I speak English. Plain and simple, that's my It's my mother tongue. That's my native tongue, whatever you want to call it. I did take 2 years of German in high school, but I didn't really retain any of it, unfortunately, which I'm kind of depressed about, because I do kind of like German. I do know a bit of insults and profanity in other languages. For example, my favorite one is actually Finnish, and it's, and I know my pronunciation is probably going to be horrible on this, but it's Aitisi Naiporoja, and it means your mother copulates with reindeers, basically. So it's basically a way of saying, calling someone ugly. Or Vitu, it means a fuck. Or, let's see here. What's the other one? Vitu Meinen, it's a fucking cunt. So, yeah. Like I said, I don't really know any other languages. Unless Pig Latin counts as a language. I do speak that. And, oh, I have to say something sexy. Like I said, I don't know of anything. The only sexy thing I know of in another language is, is French, and it's the one line that everybody has learned from Lady Marmalade. And, so, yeah, you know, the obvious one of, voulez-vous you couche avec moi? And I'd probably throw in a maminette. Or, which is my pussycat. Or, yeah, I'd probably go with maminette. Because I just like the sound of maminette. It just sounds so cute and sweet and charming. Let's see. Sorry about the pauses. Like I said, I'm smoking right now, so yeah. Who's your celebrity lookalike? I don't know. Kind of like Liv Tyler, if her face was a little more rounded instead of oval. Like, I had someone come up to me and ask me if I was related to Liv Tyler one day. Or kind of. Well, they said I looked like Liv Tyler. At the time, my hair was actually kind of longer. And was dyed dark, like it is right now, but, yeah, at the moment my hair is not long. It is dyed dark, but it is not long. I cut it off yesterday, upon finding myself single, so, yeah, go figure. Who knows my secrets, and can I share any of them with you? My secrets, a lot of them, I would say my best friend knows, because she is literally just like my sister. Like, that is literally the truth. My best friend is my sister, and I love her to death. I love her dearly. I would be nothing without her. Acorns are flying in Baghdad. Let's see. My now ex knows a few. I hope he doesn't turn around and use them against me. My dog and my cat know all of my secrets. Not gonna lie at all. But, and you lovely people know a few. So, what are a few? One is that I'm a role player. Like, I don't really tell people that too much because people still have this kind of stigma of nerds who role play, but they're just odd. And that I make audio porn. That I, you know, record myself fucking myself. Which I shared with my ex at the time, because I had asked him to be considerate, but, and I also shared this with a girl at the gay bar, but she was drunk, so she probably didn't remember. So, yeah. That's about it, really. Oh, and, well, kind of. Another one is that I used to cut myself, which I don't do anymore, which is good. But at the time, I was not in a great place, but now I'm doing much, much better. So, yeah. That's all my secrets. I don't really have a whole lot. I'm kind of an open book. I share everything. So, let's see, what bad habits do I have? Let's see, well, there's the one now. There's the one I'm indulging in now, the smoking. I smoke. I do admit that. I am a smoker. I do drink. Not like I did in high school when it was illegal, because in high school, like, my friends and I, we would, you know, like, all get together at my house and, you know, we would take down, like, a bottle of whiskey, half a bottle of vodka, and, like, two bottles of wine, or, like, a six-pack of beer, and we would just drink all weekend. We got some good memories of it, but, Puppy, what are you doing? My dog's chasing grasshoppers. I don't know why. She's a strange puppy. Anyway, so, yeah. That's, I mean, it's calmed down now. Now it's more of like, I'll have, like, maybe a beer or two. Maybe two or three glasses of wine, more, depending on how I feel. If I go out to the bar, it's just one drink. I'll have, like, one beer, and the rest of the night it'll be Sprite or something. Or I just won't drink, period. Yeah, so, smoking, drinking, we'll throw in masturbating, because I tend to do that quite a bit nowadays. I put shit off all the damn time. That's another one. Like, I'm horrible about doing that. Really, because it just takes a lot for me to get the motivation, you know? Like, I put shit off a lot, like, going to the gym. For example, I have to do that, but I never remember unless I have, like, an alarm. I would never even get out of bed if I didn't have an alarm on my phone, so, yeah. Enjoys the smartphones. So, yeah. Let's see. Tell us the story of losing your virginity. A friend of mine came over, and, you know, we were just, you know, chilling, watching, like, some movie about, like, I think Bobby Darin or something, and he kind of started, you know, feeling on me and all this, and it kind of just happened. Unfortunately, a lot of my sexual encounters have been hookups. So I do, and I actually haven't had sex with anyone in a couple years, and since they've all been hookups and I don't like that, I kind of still do consider myself to be a virgin, so while I'm not religious, I do consider myself to be sort of like a born-again virgin, if you want to put it that way, whatever you want to call it. So yeah. How frequently do you have sex with someone else? I don't. It came close with my ex, but, oh well. But, yeah, that didn't happen. And with myself, all the time. All the time. Like, every night when I have the energy. Sometimes I get home from work and I just have, like, no energy at all. So, yeah. But I do have sex with myself fairly frequently, and it's kind of fun, because no one can get me off quite like I can get me off, so yeah. What's my biggest regret? I'm a level with you. I don't have any. I don't believe in regrets, because I think regrets are useless, just like guilt and fear and all that. I consider them to be completely useless. They do nothing but, you know, eat away at you. So, yeah. I regret nothing. Like I even said in a previous questionnaire, I have no regrets. I have no shame. There's no point. What would I choose as my death row meal? I don't know. That's a tricky one. What would I choose? For example, last night I had a sexy date with myself. I had a nice salmon dinner with myself. You know, some salmon, some rice, some vegetables. It wasn't anything fancy, but it's my favorite meal, and I love to fix it. So I'd say that, and a bottle of a nice dry dark red wine. I love red wine. I don't care what you're eating. I mean, if there's wine involved, I have to have red wine. White wine's okay in a pinch, but I prefer red. And of course, dessert. It'd have to be maybe I don't know, cheesecake. Not just any cheesecake though, but like, but like maybe like a nice, I don't know, like chocolate cherry cheesecake. And maybe some really good mint ice cream also. And yeah, that's what it'd be. It'd be a nice salmon dinner with some wine and some cherry chocolate cheesecake and mint ice cream. So yeah. Let's see. What is your favorite scent? I have a few. Let's see. Give me a second here. Had to light another cigarette. I have a few favorite scents, actually. What's one? Petrichor. Petrichor is one. If y'all don't know what that is, petrichor is basically the smell of earth. It's the smell of earth after rain. Like, I just love how it smells outside after it rains. Oh my god, it's so wonderful. Or just the smell of rain in general. Like, rainwater has this unique scent to it, and I love it. What else? Let's see. I love the smell of cinnamon. Like, you know, when fall comes, they've got, like, these cinnamon twig decorative thingies, and oh my god, they're so good. What else? Really well-made, home-cooked Mexican food. I love the smell of that. Especially, like, tamales and rice and beans. And I love the smell of homemade salsa as well. Oh my god, it's so good. What else? I'm thinking here. I like the smell of sage. I love sage. It smells so good. Let's see. There's another one. It's on the tip of my tongue. Shit. I don't like the smell of cigarette smoke, before y'all ask. Despite being a smoker, I can't stand the smell. That's partially why I smoke outside. Let's see. There's another one. Oh, yeah. Some perfumes. I love the smell of some perfumes. More specifically, one of my perfumes I have is, it's sort of like a, knockoff version of Yves Saint Laurent's Opium perfume. Oh my god, I love the smell of it. And I do like the smell of the actual Yves Saint Laurent Opium perfume. One day I will splurge and buy myself a bottle of that stuff. Another one is this perfume by Katy Perry called Killer Queen. I fucking love the smell of that. Yeah, that's it. Let's see. Let's see. What do you wear to bed on a regular night? I don't have fancy jammies. I really don't. My fancy pajamas are comfy. It's, really, it's maybe, like, a shirt and some nice comfy pants. Or on nights when I come home from work and I don't even have the energy to get undressed, I will sometimes fall asleep in my work clothes. On sexy time nights? On sexy time nights, I sleep naked. For the most part, I tend to sleep naked anyway. But, yeah. So, more often than not, I do tend to sleep naked. Just because it feels a little bit better. Like, a lot of the time, I'll just be wearing pajamas so that I can just walk around the house. So, yeah. But yeah, for the most part, I sleep naked because I like how my sheets feel against my skin. Yeah. And it's more comfortable that way, and I'm all about being comfy. So, do you read in bed? Sometimes I do. I don't typically read in bed because when I have, I tend to fall asleep and drop the book and lose my place, and that pisses me off because I hate when I lose my place. Excuse me. So, I don't always read in bed, but I do, like I've said in previous questions, I read a lot. I am a ferocious reader. And, well, everybody knows that readers never go to bed alone, so, I never, never, never go to bed alone. And who is my favorite author? I have a few. Let's see. Who are some of my favorite authors? Tolkien. J.K. Rowling, obviously. I love J.K. Rowling. The Harry Potter books were incredible. I'm still waiting on my letter from Hogwarts. Don't you judge me. Anne Tyler. Let's see, who else? Olivia Cunning is one of my favorite authors. She has written a couple different series. She actually writes erotica stories, and two of series that she's written that I love reading are, the Sinners on Tour series and the One Night with Soul Regret series. Rock stars are the lead men of those, and oh my god, they are something else. They are fucking hot. Not only are they hot, but they also have a really good plot to them, which you don't really see in a lot of erotic romance books. So, yeah. Who else is my favorite? I also like Shakespeare. I love Shakespeare, except for Romeo and Juliet. That was not one of his best, I have to say. Sorry. Bill, I love you, but that was not a good one. It was stupid. And pathetic and ridiculous. It has its merits, but overall it was just nonsense and rubbish. What else? Yeah. I have quite a few. More than could list in a short little questionnaire in which I'm already up to 23 minutes on. No, 24. My bad. Let's see. Tell us about your most recent sexual encounter. Last night. It was last night. This person and I were talking on Skype, and we were playing around, and fuck. Goddamn, an hour of that shit for one really hard orgasm. Holy crap. But since I'm not a one-and-done kind of lady, after we stopped and hung up, I actually kept going and listened to some other stuff and just fucking went to town.
So,
yeah. So, most recent sexual encounter, yeah, that was it. Let's see. What word, one word best describes you inside the bedroom and outside the bedroom? I don't know. Let's see. God damn. This is difficult. I don't know. Inside the bedroom, I try to go with reciprocal. Well, I do like feeling good. I love it when you make me feel good. I also want to make sure that you feel good. Like, I'm very big on that. Like, I know it sounds terrible because there are a lot of women who are like, oh, well, I only care about making sure the guy gets off. I don't care if I get off. Well, that doesn't always work. Because, I mean, it has to go both ways. Like, I mean, I will admit, I do love it when a guy gets off. I love making dudes come. I really do. I love it when guys come. I love it when girls come. I don't care what your gender is. I like getting you off. I want to get you off. Like, no one's business. At the same time, though, I'm selfish about it. And, yeah, I'm selfish and greedy, and I want to get off, too. So, it's not just a one-sided thing. Like, you can get me off really well, and that's great. But I want you to get off, too. You know, it's a mutual thing. Let's see here. And I want to go with passionate. Passionate and maybe a bit submissive, I'm going to admit. I know I've said before that I'm kind of switchy, but I do tend to lean more towards submissive. For a second I thought it asked how I liked it in the bedroom. Oh, that may be a different questionnaire. I don't know. But if y'all are curious, feel free to ask. I'll tell you. So, yeah. But yeah, I don't mind. You can just ask. Outside the bedroom, eccentric. I'm weird. I'm fucking weird. If y'all didn't gather that, yeah, I'm weird. I'm a nerdy gothic hippie, or goth hippie nerd, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Yeah, I'm strange. I'm dark, and I'm a hippie. So, yeah, if there's a word for that outside besides eccentric, yeah. So, yeah. If there is a word past eccentric for that to describe myself outside the bedroom, that would be it. And awkward, also, because I am very, very awkward. Let's see. Do you have any tattoos or piercings? I do. I've got 3 piercings in my left ear and 4 in my right ear, and actually my very bottom earlobe piercings are stretched, and the 4th piercing in my right ear, the one on my cartilage, is stretched as well. So yeah, I have 7 piercings altogether. Let's see, as far as tattoos go, I have just 1 at the moment. I mean to get more, but it just hasn't come to fruition yet. But the one I do have is on my wrist, and it is a set of waves, and it's to symbolize my astrological sign, which is Aquarius. And I'm, based on the research I've done, I'm actually a very typical Aquarius. I'm weird, I'm humanitarian, I'm funny, and I'm very clever. And I'm not a horribly emotional person, and I'm extremely stubborn. That's an Aquarius in a nutshell, basically. Let's see. Have you ever come without touching your pussy? Once. Well, I don't know. Maybe twice? I don't know. We'll see if this counts. first one was a hands-free hypnosis one. and I didn't really, it wasn't necessarily a very powerful orgasm, it was kind of weak, but it still felt really good. I think it was more the build-up that got me than the actual orgasm itself. And the other one, like I said, I don't know if this other one counts, but it was a, it was while I was listening to an SI, and instead of, you know, just fucking myself with, you know, fingers on a dildo or whatever, basically you just grinding against something instead. Like, it was a pillow humping SI. It was really awesome. Although, yeah, it was amazing. Felt really good. Let's see. What's your record for coming in 24 hours? Did you challenge yourself to it, or did it just happen? And are you multi-orgasmic? Let's see here. My record in 24 hours. Let's see. Okay, I know I said previously my record total for one session was 4. That has skyrocketed since joining up with GWA. It has now bumped up to lucky number 13. I've gone and had 13 orgasms in one sitting. I was like fucking paralyzed afterwards for about 10 minutes. But it was so much fun. It was awesome. So yeah, 13 is my record for one session. In 24 hours, 13. Yeah, like I said, I tend to usually just masturbate like maybe once a day, maybe twice a day sometimes if I'm like on the rag and I'm like super horny, because I don't know why people understand this, but chicks get like really, really horny on their periods. I don't know why people don't understand that, but yeah. So yeah, did I challenge myself to it, or did it just happen? Not saying. End of story. Not saying. Let's see. And am I multi-orgasmic? I basically just answered this in saying that I had 13 in a row. Well, not quite in a row, like bam, 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 but like had a couple in a row, worked up to one, and then had a couple more in a row, and then worked up to it. Yeah. So am I multi-orgasmic? Yes. Yes, I am. And I've discovered I actually can make myself come repeatedly in pretty short order. I can have one big one and then keep going, and there'll be like, and I can have like maybe 3 or 4 more really, really quick, good ones, and then I go back to like a really slow build-up-y one. Yeah. What was on my sexual bucket list? A lot of shit. Because I'm 23 and I'm kind of young, so I haven't been able to experience much. And I've only had, like, 4 or 5 sexual partners. Let me see here. Yeah, I've had, like, 5. I've been with, like, 5 people, and then I've slept with, like, 5 people, and then, 2 more I came really, really close to. So, yeah. I don't quite have had as much experience as I'd like to wish I did, but oh well. I have a whole lifetime ahead of me for that, so yeah. let's see. Describe what an orgasm feels like to you. Hopefully while having an orgasm. You know, I would. It'd be nice, but like I said, I'm smoking right now, and smoking and masturbating are not really a good combination, so yeah, it would probably be easier if I was a dude, but, I'm not. So, yeah. Let's see here. What an orgasm feels like to me? It's just one of those school questions. It's like, describe how this makes you feel. Or, how did you feel when this happened in the book? You know, those weird questions from English class? Yeah. So yeah. Basically when it's building, it's kind of like, tingles. Yeah, it's basically, it feels like tingles just going through my whole body, sort of like electricity, kind of, like very weak jolts of electricity. So it's very tingly when it's building up, and, like, it's very, very warm also at the build-up, and then, like, if I stay on the edge for a bit, it just, ow. It just gets to a point where it becomes, like, a lot to handle, and I'm lucky if I can handle it. Let me see here. And then, like, when I actually do come, it's, like, I go brain dead temporarily. Yeah. Because another thing, when it builds up, like, my brain, like, slowly, my brain shuts out everything else. Like, even if I'm listening to an audio, or if I'm listening to music, or whatever background noise there is, even with an audio, surprisingly, my brain will just shut everything out. And it becomes sort of like, what do you call that, tunnel vision? Yeah. So yeah, my brain will just, like, tune out everything else. And it'll just be about me. Like, regardless if I'm with another person, or if I'm, you know, or if I'm by myself, yeah, it tunes everything else out. Then finally, when it hits, when it crashes on me, because it really is, it's basically just like a, like, all this tension builds up, and all this tuning out and all that, and all of a sudden, just wham. I just suddenly feels like I'm just, like, kind of like in Flashdance. I'm just, like, suddenly doused with relief, and, like, my brain will just, like, I will become completely serene and peaceful for a few minutes, and I will have, like, a sort of moment of clarity for a while, and, like, right at the start, and then once it starts to come on me, and I, you know, and it's, you know, going over in waves and all that, my brain, like, shuts off. I become completely stupid. And even when I'm coming down, I just, like, lay there just, like, just panting and giggling and just, like, kind of paralyzed and sort of dumbstruck. Because, yeah, literally, my brain just goes fucking dead. So yeah, I become a complete paralyzed vegetable for a while after I get off and when I'm coming down. And usually for me to even regain a good sense of movement, it takes me about 5 minutes. So I'll be just, you know, laying there just basking and enjoying myself for about 5 minutes. But yeah, that's basically what I think an orgasm feels like to me. And that's it. So, yeah. So, I hope you guys liked it. I hope you guys liked the ambience of crickets and grasshoppers and frogs and coyotes and whatever the hell else is out here at night. And my dog running around outside. So yeah, so this is Emmy Chan signing out. Toodles!